Welcome to the Atlantic Access Podcast. Now your host, Terry Parker.
Thanks, Jen. This week it's Matt Steele with the Corvette Sunset on the Atlantic Access Podcast with music from their most recent album, Half Girl, Half Ghost. If you can imagine Tom Petty in a musical union with Elvis Costello, you pretty much have the recipe for the sound of this Halifax area band that pushes the envelope while maintaining an air of familiarity. So let's get it started with Handshake Deal from Matt Steele and the Corvette Sunset on Atlantic Access.
Slide over. to me. The trouble with the summer is it only saves more. We need a place for this world, cause every single Sunday morning we wake up on our own. Catch me, Katie, why are we so alone? So many lovers with their arms around their shoulders. Catch me, Katie, why don't you slide over? Get it. Why don't you slide over?
Steel and Corvette Sunset on Atlantic Access. We just heard Couchmate Katie and Handshake Deal. We're talking to Matt here at a very busy downtown bar tonight at the Timber Lounge.
Thanks so much, Terry.
What a great album this is, the EP, Half Girl, Half Ghost.
Thank you.
The instrumentation, it sounds like you're an old soul and you're barely 30.
Sometimes I feel like I was born in the wrong era, but try to make music that still makes sense for the era we live in.
Yeah.
So
that's
kind of where I come at it from.
You've got Elvis Costello thing going down easily. You even got a little bit of Tom Petty sneaking in there every once in a while. But
big fan of Tom Petty.
Are you?
Yeah.
Anybody else listening to growing up?
Growing up, it was kind of like classic, classic baby boomer playlist with my stepdad and I. You know, a lot of Beatles, a lot of Rolling Stones. I was huge into Garth Brooks as a kid and Lenny Gallant. Just like a lot of classic rock stuff, things like that, and then, in high school, getting into pop punk a lot, which taught me a lot about being energetic and taught me a lot about just sort of like really hammering down that verse-chorus, kind of making sure you got something that people can grab onto.
There's something unique about what you're delivering.
I think what it is I was given a mixtape from Dennis Ellsworth when I was playing guitar in his band around the time he had his album Hazy Sunshine. And it was all these like power pop and punk, like old school punk rock and garage rock bands like Elvis Costello and the Buzzcocks and different acts like that, like the Damned and just different classic punk bands. And I just sort of heard all that and I was like, that's what I want. I want that. Like, when you hear that stuff for the first time, it, like, crackled through my body, and it's just like, I just want to give people that same kind of crackle.
Probably experimented quite a bit in the early going.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I've always been hopping from one thing to the next, so even right now, I've kind of, like, I went through a phase before this record where I was really into, like, Queens of the Stone Age and Death from Above 1979. And I kind of got my yayas out on that stuff in a different band I had called Split Lips. And, now I'm even on to different things I'm listening to. And Marcus, our new guitar player, has turned me on to a lot of stuff. So I think it's just been an evolving process, and that record kind of captured a snapshot where we had our drummer Kyle at the time was kind of a very 60s/indie rock kind of drummer, and Will, the guitar player on the record, was a big classic rock, 70s rock guy. And so like it all kind of congealed into that sound. And
your new emphasis track is called It Won't Happen Again. It's the subject of your newest video and such. Tell us about the song.
Really, I do a lot of acoustic cover gigs. And I found like what really was big hits was like, it's really easy to get sucked into that. Well, I'm a guy and I play acoustic guitar. I'm just going to play CCR and the Eagles and stuff. And what I started doing was just learning pop songs like Backstreet Boys and Taylor Swift and TLC, and I was like, I was reading this book about songwriting and kind of putting all of these things together, and I thought I'd like to write a rock song, but for a Backstreet Boys version of like a punk pop song. As an artist, it feels weird to admit, but it was just like I just really wanted to write a particular kind of song, and I just kind of worked until it made it happen, and I'm just super happy with how it turned out.
Oh, you should be. It sounds fine. It Won't Happen Again now on Atlantic Access. We'll be right back.
selling oats with the worn air. In your bed, it was dawning on me. 'Cause I don't scare easy, I don't fall apart. There's room for another girl in this heart. Fool me the last time, it's all your fault. 'Cause you opened the wound you poured in the salt, yeah.
Of mystery on Atlantic Access. It's Matt Steele and Corvette Sunset. Matt, what was the first thing that you can recall that really turned you on to making music? How old were you? Were you like taking classes or anything? Or
I think I started violin when I was 5 or 6 because I told my mom I wanted to be a rock star on the week and a paleontologist on the weekends. And I was obsessed with like Garth Brooks, I think. You know, it's all kind of a blur back then. I think my mom was into like Van Morrison and 10,000 Maniacs and
wow.
Bare Naked Ladies, and wow. My stepdad was into all that classic rock stuff I mentioned. Yeah, it was always something, and so like I just was like, this is what I want to do, and I had a very musical family. My cousins are in the band Ten Strings and a Goatskin, if your listeners are familiar with them.
Your cousins, really?
Yeah, so you know, I got another cousin in the army band, and, you know, I was in a band with some other cousins, so it's just like...
it's everywhere.
It was invariably, I was going to be a musician or somebody who worked with their hands, and I drew the musician card.
I think I saw somewhere you're originally from Lexington, Kentucky.
Yeah, so my mom's a Maritimer from the island, PEI, but my parents, they moved down to the States and had me, and then that's where I was born, and that's where I grew up, and then I just kind of eventually, it's the East Coast, Maritimes are kind of a magnet, you kind of find your way back eventually, so.
Yeah, some say it's the ocean.
Yeah, I like being around the ocean.
Yeah. A song that lends to your experience, I think, is the next one we're going to play, "Never Going Home." I think that's probably perhaps the most sentimental type song on the whole EP there.
Yeah. So I hadn't visited or been in Kentucky for a number of years when I wrote that song, and I just sort of was meditating on whether or not I wanted to stay in PEI where I was living at the time, or if maybe I was eventually going to go back to the States and try to dredge up some memories of what it was like growing up down there. And I mean, I think the answer was that I did, and am never going home and stuck up here now, but, you know, that's all right. Yeah. You have to ask those questions. You have to, you know, I'm a recreation therapist as well, and we call it a values clarification. Like, you know, what are your goals? Are your goals to do this or that? Well, like, maybe being in the Maritimes is the right place to be for that.
Whatever feels right.
Yeah.
Whatever feels right, I guess. So we're going to play that one in the Rescue Ship back to back. Thank you so much, Matt. All the best to you.
Thank you. Hopefully
we'll hear something, you know, down the road.
Yeah, we're hard at work on some new tunes, so keep your ears peeled.
Going to be good. All right. Yeah. Matt Steele and Corvette Sunset on Atlantic Access.
Thank you so much.
stupid until you know. Sometimes I feel like I am never going home. I'm never going home. I left my home far away, searching for something to fill my heart. I vowed to stay that way, except in case of a victory. Even though my home is so sweet, so sweet, I have to tell myself, don't quit until you know. Sometimes I
Matt Steele and the Corvette Sunset on Atlantic Access, a proud presentation of Entertainment Plus Mobile DJ and Media Relations Division in Moncton. For your mobile entertainment needs, see entertainmentplus.ca. For our bonus track this week, we remain in the land of the Blue Nose. The Stanfields have a solid reputation as one of the hardest working bands in Atlantic Canada these days, knowing many rewards not only here at home, but across the country. From the forthcoming album classic Fade Out that will be released in January, the lead single Breakers in the Dark, now on Atlantic Access.
Your eyes tonight are little pins looking for a friend, and tell a story locked inside of you. Your lips provide a different spin, one to be believed. If we were strangers on avenue, you're running ragged and still, choking on your high class pill, staggering through the grist mill, cause you're trying to medicate your only spark. Look out for the wind and the breakers in the dark. Laugh about the prickly things, popping your balloons, and take time for the silly games that make you whole. You say them's the breaks and them's the rules, part of the suspense, when you're just a button on a remote control. Your
You're standing tall but walking death, stronger than a horse's breath. Nothing but the best, I tell you. Crying makes you fodder for the sharks. Look out for the fins and the breakers in the dark. Your age ain't nothing but a rager who got left behind when Noah closed the ark. Look out for the bends and the breakers in the dark. Breakers in the dark.
With Terry Parker, and like our Facebook page, facebook.com/Atlantic Access. Access always spelled with an X.